Penguin Random House Audio presents Look at You Now, My Journey from Shame to Strength. This is the author, Liz Pryor. Author's note. This work is a memoir. It reflects my experiences and memories as accurately as possible. Aside from references to members of my family, names, locations, and identifying details have been changed, and some individuals portrayed are composites. For narrative purposes, the timeline of certain events has been altered or compressed. Chapter 1. My mom hadn't uttered a single word in the 2 hours we'd been driving. Clearly, nothing in the world feels as quiet as the silence of a mother. There were no other cars on the Indiana interstate that day. Snow was pouring out of the sky and the road was slick. I thought about offering to drive, but when I looked over, I dared not speak. It was early January 1979. Baby, I Love Your Way was playing on the car radio. I had just turned 17 and was a very young senior in high school. Young not because I was smart and skipped a grade, but probably because my parents wanted to get me off to kindergarten as soon as possible. There were a lot of kids in our house. I was born number 5 out of 7 children in 9 years. My brothers were the oldest, and then came the 5 girls. Our mom called us her army and sometimes her crowd. And maybe most fitting, her herd. Being a part of an army crowd herd had great value as a little kid. There's a sort of mob identity thing that goes on in big families, a free pass that you can take advantage of. Other parents, older siblings, neighbors, teachers, coaches, people give a nod when you're one of so many. A nod that says, oh yeah, you're okay, you're one of them. It's like having a little something extra inside that reminds you you belong somewhere.